Joel Goldberg is back, or should we call him Jonathan Moore, in the new season of You. Are you pumped for the season or what? Or you? Me? Who?
Yeah. Crazy.
Are you excited for the season, Gianna?
I am. Yes and no. I'm excited because I think it'll be interesting, but it still is crazy to me that they made 4 seasons out of this show. I went back, actually, and I rewatched season 1. I didn't like it as much as I did the first time, but it was still entertaining. And, you know, hopefully some stories come to a close. And I think
absolutely.
It'll be interesting.
Absolutely. So, in honor of season 4 of You, we have decided to do our preseason, I guess if you want to call it, bingo cards.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually both made our own without knowing what everyone was going to, pick or put down. And we'll put both side up right now for our YouTube watchers. If you are listening on any sort of podcast audio version, we will explain to them coming up right now. All right, starting with the first row. If we want to go one by one.
All
Gianna,
right.
If you want to start.
Wait, alternating one by one or just reading it one by one?
We can alternate one by one.
Okay. Well, my first one. This is a big one. Mm-hmm. Joe kills a woman.
Damn. Such a misogynist. Joe.
Yeah, I know. This show's crazy.
You think he kills a woman? Actually, has he killed a woman before? I mean, besides Beck. Oh, love.
Yeah.
But besides the two girls he's fell in love with, has he killed
Candace?
Peach. No. He didn't kill Candace. That was love.
I didn't get that far on my
season
rewatch.
Season 2.
I know, I didn't get that far on my rewatch. It's been a while.
And you still forgot. For my first, I guess you want to go B1 in our bingo boards, I have Joe kills 5 people.
Five. Like 5 total or 5 this season?
5 this season, at least 5. So
that's
once he
lot.
Kills that first person, I'm going, yeah, it's just him this season. That's why I'm thinking he's going to go on a little bit of a murder spree a little bit. And especially
that's
if
fair.
It is the final season, which we don't know yet, I think he'll go out with a bang potentially.
Yeah. In terms of final season, though, I have for my next spot, a woman catches Joe in the end. I think that it would be a good ending. Back to the misogyny, if a woman just, like, you know, put him behind bars. The madness needs to be stopped. So that was my next one.
That menace needs to get stopped.
Yeah,
all right.
For real.
For my next one, I have 3 people smooch. I just need 3, or not 3 people smooching at once, because that'd be a little weird.
Yeah,
but like
that's
3
a lot.
Different pairs smooch.
All right. That's valid.
This isn't a part of it, but I definitely think Joe is going to be in that mix.
He's got to be. He has to be.
And it might not be with Marianne.
Dun, I doubt
dun,
it.
Dun.
All right. Number 3. You is said in the opening sentence of the first episode of the season. It's really specific.
Ooh.
On that one. But
if you miss that one, you're gone for the rest of the season. That's a risky one.
That's okay. I'm willing to risk it.
I said Joe messes up his name. So as we said in our quick opening, he's going to go as Jonathan Moore now, which is really interesting. Professor Jonathan Moore. And I think he's going to accidentally slip up and call himself Joe.
You know, I think also at his job, he's going to accidentally slip up. And for my number 4, I have Joe gets fired. I don't know.
Ooh.
I would fire him. There's definitely reason to fire him, I think.
You know what? That's going to be such a bogus one, because probably at the end of the season, when everything's wrapping up, he's going to be like, and I was fired, or some BS. And you're going to get that one checked off.
Yeah.
All right. For my 4th one in my row, for my G1, I have someone hacks something.
That's a good one.
Regardless if it's Joe, it could be Joe, it could be one of the other side characters, just hacking something, computer, phone, alarm system. There's a lot of things that could be hacked, for sure.
On my original list, I had that Joe. Wait, maybe it's still on here. I won't say it then. But, okay, last one in the top row, I have Joe gets caught by the police. He has a lot of encounters with police, and I think he'll get caught with the police for something, whether it's like a body or like suspicious
So you think
activity.
so he's gonna get arrested?
No, I just think he'll get caught by the police doing something. Like, not necessarily like caught, like captured, but like stopped. So, like, I don't know. It's very general. I might need to fix that after this episode, but.
Yeah, maybe you need to revise it.
You
Maybe.
know,
So
maybe
that's it might be a little broad. But I guess this one's also a little broad, but it makes sense. My final one is Joe gets caught red-handed. So this one actually leads it up to any character catching him red-handed.
I did. Okay.
And that one might be a double whammy because if he gets caught red-headed or red-headed,
Red-headed.
confirmed Joe is a redhead. If Joe
Crazy.
gets caught red-handed, maybe he ends up killing that person, which gets my first one knocked off.
True.
That could be something very interesting. That could be a nice little development for sure. But this actually leads us in to our second row. But before that, we are going to be updating these, I guess, episode by episode. We are going to be watching. We are still not decided if we're going to watch it together or separately. That's still up in the air. But we will each be tweeting with our name or whatever and be like episode one. And we'll be like bingo card update. Or maybe we just start a thread. And we're like,
I
bingo
think
card,
so,
update it. I think a thread would be a good one.
yeah, you
And
can
we can
find them all
say,
there.
yeah. So make sure to follow us on Twitter for sure. Those links should be in the description. And hopefully we can kind of watch the show together. I will start the second row. And
Oh, whoa.
this one actually might be my most wild card out of all of them. In my B2 row, I have Joe Shaves.
That's a good one.
It could be. What's the it could be a little bit, it could be the whole thing, it could be just the stash, just the beard, but it could be his hair even. He shaves his head. It could be anything. That's why I went with broad for my route for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like Penn Badgley's, scruffy look. I'm
It
not a
definitely
facial
fits
hair person, but
the professor vibe
exactly. All right.
for
Well,
sure.
since he's a professor now in Paris, I have Joe learns French.
I like that. That's a good one. That's a really good one. Because I could definitely see him like in the first episode, just reading like a book of translation.
Yeah, he's probably gonna like sweet talk some French lady in like his really bad French.
Or he's going to
But
say some dumb metaphor, which is like, or something like hors d'oeuvre, which means like dessert or whatever hors d'oeuvre means.
that is not what dessert means.
What does it mean?
Or hors d'oeuvre is like appetizers. Not dessert, but it's in the same realm. I could be wrong on this, so we'll look it up after.
All right. Whatever. In my next one, in my I2 row, or I guess that's the column, I have someone is roofied. Now, when I was debating putting this one down, I wanted to put maybe like Joe has like a trippy sequence because he always has at least one of those where it's like he drank too much or he gets drugged or
You're right,
whatever.
actually. He does have one of those.
But I was like, no, I can't put Joe for everything. So I was like, someone else. But it also could be Joe. So it's again broad. That's
Never
my
know.
strategy for winning this thing.
Oh, okay. All right. My next one is Joe stalks someone. It's gonna happen.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter
Oh, that's a
who, but.
given, girl. That's a given.
Okay, you don't know that. He could have had a change of heart
Man,
in
that's a
Paris.
layup. That's a good one.
Thank you.
For my
Your
next
turn.
one, I said Joe parents a child. He did that the first two seasons. And he technically did that all three seasons because he parented his own child.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I
So
forgot
he's
he
done
had
it
a
every
child
season.
in the third one.
So if you can just find a little
Because
French boy.
was gonna No. I was gonna put Joe has a child, but then I was like, wait, you already had on someone, and I doubt that he'd have another one. But number three, Joe kills two people.
At
At
least
least
two?
two. At least two.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like
That's a good one. But that one's not like
at
that's one
least
not
two.
daring enough because I feel like he's guaranteed to at least kill one. And then if he kills another
But
person.
you don't know that
How many people did he kill last season? He killed
though. I don't
the
know.
Marianne's like ex-husband. He killed Love. Did he kill anybody else? I don't think so.
The wife of the people next door,
No.
right?
No.
Oh.
Did you even watch? We watched the season together. Were you even paying attention?
I've only seen it once, and that was a long time ago.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're gonna start a new hashtag on the show, and it's gonna be like Gianna has terrible memory. And
I
that's
do not have terrible memory.
Well, you just did, because how do you? That's the whole plot of the first or the third season, was that Love killed her, not Joe.
Oh, okay. Well, she died,
Unbelievable.
so I remember that. All
right, that's a one on the Gianna has terrible memory counter.
Hey.
That's gonna be an episodic thing that we carry on. All right,
All
and my
right,
next
my
one, I
turn?
said,
No, your turn.
no, it's my turn. Oh, do we add another one? Do we add another one? She forgot it was my
No,
turn. All right, for my G column, number two, I said, someone says something racist. I feel the prestige coming off these college kids for sure. So I feel like someone's definitely going to say something a little racy.
Wow, that's a really interesting one.
It's going to be a bad one to root for sure, but it's definitely going to, it's going to be like, oh, there it is.
Okay, well, this one. Okay, let me preface this by saying I've watched the first trailer once. I have not gone back and seen anything because I like to go into things blind. So for this one, I put Joe uses a new name.
Bruh.
So I can already check that one off. So
that's not. All right, I guess we'll just keep going into it. This one involves our first side character. And I said, Lady Phoebe hits on Joe. Which, if you look up the character list, she's like the blonde girl that's like dating this Adam dude. And she's going to hit on Joe at some point in the season. Because she gives me the flirtatious vibe. So I think
Why?
that's going to
Because she's blonde?
Happen.
Are you assuming that because she's blonde and a woman?
No, because I actually watched the trailers like a real fan.
Oh, I never said I was a fan. I just said I
Clearly.
Didn't like the show as much as I used to. All
Clearly.
right. My last one on this row is Love's Neighbor Boy Returns. Forget his name, but the kid across the street from their house and wherever they were living. That
That
was a
one,
really bad one.
I will put my entire being, I don't know, but I'll put what, I will put
What?
like $100 down that that's not happening.
I needed
I
a
can,
throwaway
almost
one.
like put like a Jackson guarantee behind the love, the neighbor boy returns.
You never know.
That's
But
just,
he
that's
could
just
return
brutal.
in a
All right.
flashback. Or in real life, because it's general. He
Yeah, but
returns,
if
so.
it's a flashback, okay, if it's a flashback, why in the world would Joe remember him?
I don't know.
He had no interaction with the boy. Oh boy, oh boy. All right,
All
you
right.
gotta start with the third row.
Next one. Joe has a relation with a student. There's no way. He's totally gonna fall for that. Paris student English vibes. You know, he just gives it. So, Joe has an inappropriate relationship with a student.
That's a good one. Okay, for my next one, for my B column three, I said Joe kills someone with a knife. I think that one's a solid one.
You got a weapon involved now.
Yeah, this one's probably my most specific one. Because it's just like Joe has to kill someone with a knife. Now, it could be
That's
a little
interesting.
pocket knife, or it could be like a butcher's knife. But, and that gets me onto my little tangent. I'm like, for this season, I definitely want like more, not kills, but more like epic kills. I don't
Don't
know
think
how to phrase
killing
that.
anyone it should be epic, unless it's like the villain. But.
No. Who's the villain in the show? Is it Joe? I don't know. I think he's the protagonist. He's just trying to find love.
And he did, and he killed her, so.
Yeah, but he moved on.
All
Actually,
right.
it was all in self-defense. But anyways, what's your next one?
Next one. This is another specific one for me. Not really, but Joe wears all black. At some point, he's going to
That's
wear
actually
all
going to be,
black.
no, I feel like that's going to be a hard one.
Whether it's formal attire or stocking attire, he's going to wear all black.
You know what? We're going to have to send each other proof of these.
No, just watch the show and pay attention.
Well, we will, but like, what if I miss? I'm not gonna like pay attention to see. That's not my bingo board.
All right, that's fair.
So you'll have to, because I might have to check for proof on that one. Because like, he might not be wearing entirely black. He might be wearing gray.
All right, let's just hope you're not colorblind.
I'm just saying. All right, and then we gave. Oh, and then my next one is someone breaks a glass.
That's
Like,
specific.
It happened. I want to say it happened the first season. It definitely happened the third season. And then probably happened the second season at some point. So
Yeah.
might be following a trend.
You never
Who
know.
knows? Who knows? All right. And then we both had a
Next
free
one,
space in the
free
middle.
space.
Yeah, free space. That one's
All
just a
right.
given.
Next one, the fourth one. There is a flashback of an ex. Regardless of what ex it is, there's going to be a flashback of one. So,
That's a good one. That's a good one. I feel like
thank you.
that's a good one. That's probably gonna happen. Because that's definitely some type of vibe this show would put.
Yeah, for sure.
No. In my next one, I put Joe says you 10 times in the voiceover.
In the whole show, that's an easy one.
I don't
All
know.
right. Yeah, you win that one at least.
That one's gonna be a fun one to track for sure.
Yeah, you really have to pay attention to that. Well, as soon as you
Yeah.
hit 10, though, you don't have
But
to.
once he goes to voice over, I'll be like,
All right,
I'll be
my
like, okay.
next one. This is my most epic one and easily the most far-fetched one, but Joe does the gritty. I needed a burner spot because I literally could not think of anything. So I just
Wasn't the
put
one right above it a burner spot too?
no.
The love's neighbor boy returns.
Okay, well, I know what row I'm not getting or what
No, for
column.
sure you're not getting a bingo down that row. There's no
I just
way.
wanted to put it on there just for fun, okay?
Yeah, I
All
guess.
right.
This one's iffy. I guess we both kind of said this one, but for my final one in my third column, I said, or third row, I said love returns.
Talk about a throwaway. She's dead, dead, bro.
I don't know. Flashbacks, girl. Flashbacks count.
Oh, okay, never mind
Oh. You want to talk about a
then.
throwaway one? For my first one in the fourth column or fourth row. Jeez. I said Joe dies.
That's in my fifth row.
Joe bites the
Full
bullet.
disclosure.
We should
Hopefully.
change ours and put which way he dies. How he dies.
No, just Joe dies. That's all
All
you
right,
need.
whatever. That's lame.
You just said it was a throwaway, anyways.
I don't know. If Joe dies, it's not going to be a throwaway.
Okay,
You never
for
know.
my next one, I have, okay, wait. A previous character returns. I think I've like restated that one like three times with different characters, but
I like that.
this can go for
But yeah,
anyone.
you
Just
kind of
some.
this okay, this one has to be since you said a previous character returns, it has to be physical.
Okay, yeah.
Can't be a flashback.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking anyways.
Yeah.
Like
That's a
someone
good one.
is there. Thank
Who do you
you.
think is the most likely character to return?
I don't know. I have one later on my list I can talk about, but I really don't know. Yeah.
Interesting. I think the most likely one is probably for a season one character,
Yeah.
or oh, what's Jenna Ortega's character's name?
I don't know.
Not Delilah. That's the older sister. What's her name? Anyways, whatever her character's name is, you know what?
Jenna
Let me look this up.
Ortega. In the meantime, though, what's your next one?
Hold on, let me just figure this out.
Okay, never mind.
Ellie.
Oh, right. I do remember that now.
Yeah, her name was Ellie. All right. And my next one was after Joe dies, was someone gets detention. Now
Do
it's not,
French schools give detention, though?
I don't know. And it's not necessarily detention, but it's more like a punishment, like a school punishment.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that
It's like
makes
detention is
sense.
just like the
I'll
broad
let it
term.
slide.
But like if Joe like makes someone stay behind in class, not to ask a question, but like makes them like punish or like do something, that counts.
Okay, that's fair. My next one, Joe gets in a physical altercation.
Like a fist fight.
Yeah, just like some kind of physical, whether it's a knife fight, fist fight, something physical.
Now, what
And
if it's one-sided? Like he like is like he goes and like stabs somebody. Does that count?
no.
Has to be reciprocated.
Yeah, like an altercation. I mean, I could have the definition wrong, but I think it's got to be more than one person. So yeah, that's my one. That's what I was implying too, that he gets into a fight with someone.
All right, for my N row, I said Adam gets drunk. Adam's another side character who definitely looks He looks preppy and he looks, what's it called? I don't know, just of the upper class. So I feel like he'd be a little free with his drinks. So if there's a party scene, I could definitely see him getting drunk and a little wasted.
There we go. All right, my next one. This is really vague, but Joe has a close call. Like, I think it's got to be like something along the lines of like if Joe is standing behind someone with a knife and they turn around and he hides it, like that's a close call. Or like in season one, like the police show up to Joe's place with Paco's, the grocery list that he gave Paco with like stuff to burn the body. And they're like, dude, what is this for? He has a really close call, but he's like, oh, it's for my garden. Like something along those lines.
Well, I think that's fair. I think that's a good one. But he can't get caught. That's basically the
Yeah.
main
Oh,
thing.
yeah. It's a close
Gotcha.
call, not getting caught.
Gotcha. All right, this one might be super vague and super broad, so you might have to limit it. But I said flashback scene.
I think that's valid. That's not just a flashback scene.
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
I think
That makes sense.
we'll set the rules in stone after we go over our boards, I think. So yeah, so flashback scene. That's my G row.
All right, my last one, Joe gaslights.
Wow.
Underneath, Joe does the gritty. He's definitely gonna lie about something and get someone to do something in his menacing Joe ways. So Joe gaslights.
Joe gaslights. That's a solid one. That's absolutely going to happen for sure. And then for some reason, I decided to put this one. I said someone calls Joe poor.
Why?
I don't think they're
Well,
going to call him
actually,
like
no,
poor,
you're right.
but they're going to throw like what's it called? Passive aggressive term at him. Be like, "What do you mean you can't afford this?" or something like that.
In season one, Peach and some of Beck's friends rag on him a lot for being the poor bookstore clerk. They're like, you need someone to take care of you, not the.
Yeah. Especially since he just
That's
like
a good
ran away from
one.
stuff.
Yeah. All
You never know. So, all
right.
right. Do you want me to
Last
end off
row.
the final row?
Go for it.
Well, I spelled Geo. That's supposed to say Joe. Joe
Oh.
hides from somebody in that someone's home.
Okay, that's a good
So it's
one.
like him hiding in Peach's house.
Yeah.
Have you got, yeah. Like him hiding in Beck's house. Him hiding, I don't know if he ever hid in Love's house, but like stuff like that.
Those ones
Like,
stress me out.
they obviously come home and they have to look for him in the
Yeah. All
house. Yeah.
right, my one kind of polarized to my first ever thing on the board. Joe kills a man instead of a woman this time. So, yeah, he's killed men before, more than woman, but
And it is going to be. All right. In my next one, I put Joe gets a new quote, you.
you.
So it gets a new obsession. So, and right now it's Marianne for the record. Because, like,
Yeah, let the
that's what he
record
ended off
show.
on. Let the record show he's on Marianne. So Marianne is not technically a new you, but I bet another character will become his new you.
All right, my next one is that this is the last season. That's it. Like, there's no way they're gonna make a fifth season. So, if it gets like announced later that there's another one coming after these bingo boards are gone, then you can revoke it. But I'm betting that there will not be another season after this one.
Interesting. Interesting. I think that's a very strong one, but it's at this point I'd say it's like 75 or 50-50 on
It's
whether it's
hard
the
to
last
tell.
season.
Sometimes Netflix does like a 180 with their stuff,
Because like
whatever they're
Cobra
making money
Kai
on.
is like on its about to have its sixth this season. Like Stranger Things is obviously
Six.
huge. Yeah. It's about to
I
have
didn't
its
know
sixth
Cobra Kai was
season.
around for that long.
So like I
Actually,
feel like
no, I guess
Netflix
that makes
shows
sense.
are successful Netflix shows are at least gonna get 4 seasons, I think. So it'd be interesting to see if they get the fifth season. Especially with those
Yeah.
storylines. Like what are those storylines gonna follow? My next one is Joe has mommy issues. Now look, he already has mommy issues, but like it's gonna be like a new like occurrence of it, like revealing itself.
All right, that makes
That's
sense.
why. Yeah.
All right, my next one is Karen Returns. And for those who don't immediately remember Karen, Karen is Karen Minty. That's her last name from season one of You. Joe breaks up with Beck and dates Karen before going back to Beck. Karen is Paco, the little boy's mom's friend, who's a nurse, and they date and they end on good terms. But I bet that she'll return because in season one that I did rewatch, they talk about Paris a lot. So it was interesting to hear that and to see that, but I think that Karen will return. So
that would absolutely be a shot in the dark. But
yeah,
if that
it
hits,
is.
that's gonna if that hits, you're gonna be like, oh my goodness.
I'll
All
freak.
right. For my G, final G, I have Marianne escapes. Because I think right now she's like under the run. She's on the run from Joe. And she pretty much is trying to escape from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she eventually does.
It's a good one.
I think it's either she escapes or she gets killed. It's one of the two.
Either or. Well, anyways, it should be a bingo. This one you also had, but Joe dies. It's plausible.
No.
You know, I think it's his turn, unfortunately. Yeah. Simple as that.
Interesting. Yeah, simple as that. All right, for my final one,
last
I have
one.
Joe gives someone an F. So like he gives one of his students an F and they complain, like probably complain about it.
I was thinking like an FU kind of F, not like a
No.
F. Okay, that's
Like an F
valid.
grade, like a failure.
I bet he
Like if
would.
you fail an exam, they would give him an F.
Yeah. All right. My final one, it had to end it on a good note with a classic Joe. Joe wears a baseball hat.
That's a good
You
one.
know,
That's a good one. I
he's in
like that one.
Paris. It
I didn't
could
think
be
about that one.
a beret instead of a hat, but at some point I'm betting he will wear a
I feel
hat.
like that one should have been like a times five type feel for it. It's your board.
No.
It's your board. It's your board.
He just wears a hat. So those were our bingo boards. Like we said, they'll be up on the Twitter and in a thread. And we'll also post our official rules about what
Yeah.
counts, what doesn't count, things like that. We'll keep you posted. You, season four, airs on Netflix, part one, on Thursday, I believe, March 9th.
Thursday.
Oh, sorry. Whoa, February 9th. No. It airs on February 9th. Part two airs on March 9th. So be sure
There
to
you
go
go.
check it out and compare and contrast our bingo boards to your expectations. And if we miss anything, let us know. And we'll definitely talk about it some more a little post-season. So, yeah.
We'll definitely do an update after part one is finished.
For sure.
And we might have to update our boards. We might not. We shall see. So hopefully you guys follow us on the social medias. And we'll see you guys next week for another episode of Jackson and Gianna's Movie Adventure. Adios.
Peace.